This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Howie Zowie, we're here together. Let's have a round of applause for having gotten to Thursday, October the 3rd. Ready, ladies? Here we go. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. That's a different kind of a clap, but we'll all, yeah. All right, I don't hear you. Where's the cheer? Cheering. It's, remember, winning? Let's change it to cheering. Cheering on the day, bringing the day to you with live conversation about what is going on today. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria, would you take a bow, please? I just feel like establishing your credentials, linking the world to you. Yes, you're welcome. Now, Jennifer. Now, I feel like your father. Now, Jennifer, what did you do last night?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking at all that. Actually, Bernie Sanders is a good place for us to start here because of where he is and what's going on. Would you update us?
Yeah, this was a really big story. Yesterday morning, it started to come out that Bernie Sanders was not doing too well. He apparently was on the campaign trail in Las Vegas, and he was there for the anniversary. I can't believe it's been 2 years since that Harvest Music Festival, where 58 people have been killed. So he was there for that. He did a campaign event. And what's unusual for Bernie is that during that time, he asked for a chair. And he said, it's been a long day, and asked to sit down. Well, after that, he started to not feel so hot. So he went and got checked out. They found out that he had a blockage in his artery. So he had a quick cardiac procedure where they put in a couple of stents to open that up so that he could get back on his feet again. Problem is that his staff has said that he's canceling his events indefinitely. So there's obviously people, I think he's still coming back, but a lot of people
Jagger
are saying this is
the same thing.
Yeah.
I
think Bernie
had, so.
Yeah, Bernie has a desire to be back. So there are a lot of people who are saying, oh, this is it, he's going to drop out, but we'll see. I mean, I'm not wishing him any bad luck.
Wish him well.
It's not easy.
Wish him
exactly.
Luck. Yeah, he's contributed. He's done many good things for American society. He's not perfect. None of us are. He has a good heart, and apparently not as strong as he might like to have, but he has a good heart and has good intentions. There just are disagreements. You can disagree with somebody without being disagreeable and wishing them ill. So speedy recovery. God, what is it they say? Godspeed? However
Godspeed.
You wish it. Godspeed. Good luck to him. Yes, he's done a lot of things that have been good for America, for his state, Vermont. He's an interesting character. I find myself, when he was running 4 years ago, I thought he had a lot of things that were pretty much the same as Trump in terms of, you know, overall ideas of what they could get done. It was the way that they would do it.
Well, his platform is really based on populism, too, just like Trump's.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
There are
okay.
Some similarities.
Yep. The judge that blocked the law in California that required candidates to release their tax returns, was it the tax return or just tax information? This is the second time this has happened. Didn't this same sort of thing come from another judge a couple of weeks ago? Didn't I remember seeing or hearing that? You remember, those of you who don't remember, Governor Newsom, California, has presidential aspirations or whatever he's got. He's a moron, but or a bonehead. That doesn't sound. I wouldn't say that about Bernie Sanders. I mean, Newsom is such a. He's the. What is there about? Maybe that's the question, Jennifer. California politicians are so self-serving. You look at the people who make it to the national stage. It's all about them. And the last couple of mayors, the city of Los Angeles have been really awful. Governors, it's in Kamala Harris. Yeah, okay, so maybe that's what it's about.
If you look up politician in the dictionary, you would see a picture of Gavin Newsom. I mean, he looks just like Central Casting.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Is it clean, clear, through, and deodorized, too? Is that the...
Exactly.
Story?
But this law that you're talking about is actually, or not this law, but this ruling is actually the same ruling. So
yeah,
a couple of weeks ago,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, the judge said that it would be voter suppression for Gavin Newsom, who signed into law this stipulation that said if you don't release your tax returns, you're not going to appear on a primary ballot. He did it, obviously, as a thumb in the face of President Trump, but... There are real implications for what he's doing. That means that if people can't go to vote for President Trump, there were 4 million people in California who voted for him. Are you going to affect the down ticket races? Does that affect the amount of delegates that are allocated to each party to determine how a law is made? There's a lot of reasons why this is a bad idea and unconstitutional, because there's nothing about tax returns in the Constitution. So this lawyer, Harmeet Dhillon, and my friend Mark Moisier, actually, who works with her, challenged this case. They were handed a ruling a couple of weeks ago, but it was a temporary ruling. It was a temporary injunction. So they made things official yesterday.
Okay. So there are other things. There's something in the back of my mind about people who, I just was thinking about this as you were talking, and what I said about Bernie Sanders and people who serve, and the way that people serve and how they benefit versus how the public benefits, and what's the public, I don't know, just a lot of things stirring around in my mind. And I think about what used to be the standard in, when I was doing a lot of work for the Department of Public Utilities, it was the public convenience and necessity. That was a phrase that stuck in my mind for years and years. And I wonder about that. When these things come up, I think about whether they serve whatever the issue is, whatever the statement, whatever the action, does it serve the public good, and is it necessary? And so you look at the news, well, yesterday the news conference the president had, what came out of that that was good for the public, do you think, if anything, Jennifer?
I don't know if any of this is good for the public. I don't know if, that news conference was good. I don't know if this impeachment effort is good. I don't think any of this is all that good for America. I think I've been saying that all along. I don't think it sets great precedent either way.
Let me ask all of you this. Let me turn it around a little bit. And let's focus on those people who are dedicated politicians to their own cause or to the cause of their party. And we've found over the years, I think collectively, that the Democrats obviously try to bump off as many Republicans as possible so the Democrats have control. Republicans do the same thing. But if you look at the dwindling number in certain states, California is probably a pretty good example, where there is one party that dominates. Massachusetts, another fairly good example, although the governor is a Republican, and there have been a number of Republican governors. Hard to have Republicans be in charge of the House or the Senate in Massachusetts. And they continually talk about how important it is for Democrats to win or how important it is for Republicans to win. And I was thinking about how horrible it would be if we didn't have two parties. I think we ought to have more parties, frankly, and more candidates, kind of like they do in Europe and in Israel, where all of the stuff that hubbub seems to be more creative. Because when it's like one company controlling a business. There are no new ideas. They feel like they can control everything and they don't have to pay attention to the quality of what they're doing. And I'm not sure that doesn't apply in politics. The Democrats or whoever's in charge, they tend to. Mitch McConnell's a pretty good example. There's no quality leadership there. It's just bludgeoning everybody into submission. And that's not healthy. It's not good. And the Democrats have done the same thing when they've controlled the House or the Senate. You have to be in lockstep. It's just not healthy. So the more, it seems to me, we can individually and collectively do what we can to support two-party systems based on the quality of the people running, not the party. The party is nonsense. The party is meaningless. It doesn't do anything except promote itself. It's not helping you. Republicans don't, in the main, they don't help you. They're helping themselves. And the same for Democrats. It's just unhealy. This is, again, maybe a bizarre way of looking at things, but that's the way I look at things. And so I pass along my thoughts to you. A couple of other things that have to do with Trump indirectly. The former New Jersey police chief who's on trial in the hate crime charge. He slammed a black teenager's head into a door jamb. And during the course of the trial, he said that, as I understand it, that Trump is the last hope for white people.
I read this entire article about this guy yesterday. I don't know if you know all the details about his history as
no.
the police chief, but
no, you
it's
can
horrifying.
Where in Jersey, for starters, because I don't know the story. I'm just curious.
Do you have
where?
The story in front of you, Doug? Because I
yeah,
can't
go ahead.
Remember.
You tell, you
I,
tell
no,
us
I can't
your
remember.
Point of view.
I can't remember.
Where in New Jersey, just to start?
Okay, I'm going to find that. But
okay, that's what I was asking, because I don't remember I don't remember the name of the city.
I don't either.
But I think it was like 50% of the people in his actual police department had said that they, by the time he was on trial, had actually reported.
Bordentown, New Jersey. Excuse me.
Do you know where okay. that is, Victoria?
I believe that is South Jersey.
But yeah, people in his own department.
And I say that as in like, that's people above the halfway line of New Jersey say that if you have to go down to South Jersey, it's you
Frank
need a passport.
Nucera. N-U-C-E-R-A. Frank Nucera is the police chief.
Yeah.
Right, anyway,
just like half the people in his department had actually recorded him saying things that he had said because it was so out there. I think that some of them had said that they were more scared of getting of him than getting shot
yeah.
while they were out on the job.
Yeah.
Someone had written, one of the police officers had written an anonymous article for a newspaper complaining about his actions, and he had forced the newspaper to tell him who submitted the article. Someone online wrote a complaint about him, and he attempted to get I don't know what the official word would be, but he tried to get access to the IP address of the user so he could find out who had written it.
Wow. Is this an elected position?
I don't think so. I don't know. But
okay.
It just seems like I don't know if the people in government were supportive of him or if he was just so terrifying that no one wanted to go against him. But it seems like he's had years and years and years and years of all kinds of terrible things, saying terrible things about his employees, saying racist things about his employees. I just, you know, saying that black people didn't belong in that town. I don't understand, and even apparently the guy who was, like, his only friend in the police force said that he should have retired 10 years ago. So I don't understand
wow.
how someone like that stays in power.
Okay, so then there's the police lady down in Texas who got sentenced or has been convicted of murdering the black guy, going into the wrong apartment, supposedly. There's been a lot of audio on her that made the rounds yesterday of being a pretty, she admits that she's a racist. That kind of stuff.
She admitted to that?
Yes. So,
wow.
The whole business about, and then they lay it on Trump, people do. I don't cotton to that. I don't know how, I mean, you can see some of the things maybe, or you can try to draw a line, connect the dots with Trump and racism. I think that's a weak argument. I don't think you can really. I don't think you make direct, you can draw direct lines.
He's got a long history of lots of racist complaints
what?
In the a city of not renting.
Him,
yeah, not renting to black
said?
People, kicking black people out. There's a book that came out about him, when was it? In the 80s, when he was still married to Ivana Trump. And the guy who wrote the book, I forget the name of it, it wasn't The Art of the Deal, it was another one about him. When he was walking through his casinos, he wanted all the black people who worked on the floor to be pushed to the back of the room. And he and Ivana both made racist comments like, you know, oh, well, black people can't help it, they're just lazy, it's not even their fault, like, they just can't help it. Like, he's made so many
from?
Racist comments. I forget the name of the book. I've read all of this stuff. It's crazy. He was so racist against the Central Park Five. He spent $80,000 trying to get the death penalty brought back, and the kids were innocent. I mean, he has a very long history. It's not a good argument to say he's not a racist.
Well,
but look at what he's done. He has not
ruled
in a racist way at all.
He's got to do anything for black people. Why does anybody have to do anything for black people or for Indians? It's America. These are people. Why does it have to be so racially motivated?
Because he is a racially motivated person. He always has been. He's a long history.
We have to stop. 21 after the hour. Good conversation.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This song and Garth Brooks singing it. Music time in this hour of the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug at 24 after the hour, focusing on the music and the career and the life of Garth Brooks, because he's going to join a pretty esteemed class of songwriters. It's been revealed that he is the next recipient of the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for popular songs. Garth is now 57. Actually, he'll be the youngest recipient of this honor, the second honoree from the world of country. Willie got it back in 2015. The committee says, quote, during his career, Brooks has set countless records, earned numerous awards, and elevated country music into a national anthem of the American people. I'm not sure I'd agree with that last statement, but certainly some of the work of a lot of country people as presented by that... That's good, Karen. PBS is helping.
Garth brought some people to country music, so in that way, I mean, I don't know what the national anthem thing means, but, you know, he brought people to the music, which is good.
All right, let's see who else is on the list of previous honorees. Paul Simon's there, Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney, Burt Bacharach and Hal David, Carole King, Billy Joel, Willie, Smokey, Tony Bennett, Emilio and Gloria Estefan. That's an interesting group. That's a really interesting, eclectic group. And that's the way it ought to be, I guess, for this sort of thing. It represents popular. The Gershwin Award is for popular music. Award is bestowed in recognition of the esteemed songwriting team of the Gershwins, George and Ira, to honor a living artist's lifetime achievements. Brooks, for his work, says, first off, for any musician, the name Gershwin says it all. Add to Ira and George's names the names of the past recipients, and you have an award of the highest honor. I am truly humbled, and I believe he probably truly is. I think that's in his nature. He'll accept the prize in Washington in March next year, part of the All-Star tribute concert to him. So, congratulations to him. Good for him. I think he's basically a pretty decent guy from what I gather. Here's Chris Stapleton up next. born in Lexington, Kentucky, if you're interested in a little of his CV. He's announcing a benefit concert called A Concert for Kentucky, feature appearances from Willie and his family member Cheryl Crow and Yola. Haven't got a clue as to who Yola is. Do I know who Yola is? Have we talked about Yola ever? Who's Yola?
Yola is a black woman who plays guitar and sings. I'm not exactly sure if she's country genre, but I feel like she might be on the fringe.
Okay. Concert benefiting Stapleton's newly created Outlaw State of Kind Hometown Fun. Show will take place at the University of Kentucky on April 25th next year. 100% all the money goes to Chris and Morgan Stapleton's Hometown Fund. Established in partnership with the Bluegrass Community Foundation, this fund is going to specifically support local and national organizations directly impacting Kentucky, with the initial grant distributions focusing on music and art education, which is good. And we need more of that. Stapleton is on his All-American Road show with the brothers Osborne and Kendall Marvel. The tour is making its way across the country through the end of the month, ending up in Louisville, Kentucky. Last month, the Academy of Country Music announced that Stapleton was the recipient of their first ever ACM Artist Songwriter of the Decade Award. So it's pretty prestigious. The ACM Artist Songwriter is defined as an artist who has commercially released material written in whole or in part by that artist. The award recognizes a songwriter whose creative works and performance have impacted country music over a decade. So there it is. Story of Chris Stapleton, 28 after.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Forgiveness from the victim's brother for the former Dallas cop accused of his murder.
I want the best for you.
Yesterday, Brad John telling Amber Geiger during victim impact statements that he wanted her to give her life to God. Then he asked if he could hug her. The two embraced. Geiger had shot Botham John last fall inside John's apartment, saying she thought it was hers and that he was an intruder. She was given 10 years in prison yesterday for that murder conviction. 7 of 13 people who were in a vintage B-17 bomber from World War II when it crashed near Hartford, Connecticut yesterday were killed. This man at Bradley Airport witnessed it.
Said, that plane's going down, and I'm no more than said that, and it just disappeared like that, and there was a big puff of smoke.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What is today? What are you going to find out a lot more about what's going on today? What's it all about, ladies? There's a song there. What's it all about, ladies? You know the old song, What's It All About, Alfie? Probably you don't because you're too young. Jennifer Horne, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Anybody know that song? What's It All About,
no.
Alfie? It was a movie called Alfie. And it was
I feel like I remember it from one of the Throwback Thursdays, but I
yes.
Get it wrong.
Uh-oh. Right. All right, in this half hour, we're going to find out what's going on television. I'm going to check a couple of sports stories. I have some pages from the Do You Know and Did You Care department, so it's time now for you to decide. Make a decision. Make it to stay with us for this half hour because there are things that you need to hear. If you don't listen, you won't hear them anywhere else. That's my guarantee. However, you have to make the decision, all right? And you can do that around Victoria, who is a, well, yeah, I guess I would consider you a protester. You'd be you could be out in the world protesting this, that, and the other thing.
You know, I never have, though.
Never protested anything?
No, all my friends have signs, and they've gone to rallies. And yeah, never done that. No, I'm kind of too lazy.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay, good to know. That's nice to know. So what do we have? But you do have some
I do have an interesting
on the
story.
Nebraska protest, yes.
Yeah, this was must have been quite the scene in Omaha, Nebraska. Hundreds of cattle ranchers rode into Omaha on horseback And the reason is they are not happy with the deal that they feel is unfair for them. And it's all regarding a 2015 policy that allows imported beef to be labeled as, quote, product of the USA if it's processed and packaged in the U.S. Now, this is beef that comes from wherever. This can
Brazil,
come from any other
Argentina,
place.
Argentina, Mexico.
Yeah, Europe, wherever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so ranchers are really unhappy about this. They say that they all voted for Trump and feel that he has let them down. They really went after the agriculture secretary, Sonny Perdue, said that he has not listened to any of their concerns.
He doesn't. They're
One
terrible.
Of the, the former lieutenant governor of Missouri, Joe Maxwell, who's also a fourth-generation hog farmer, he was quoted as saying, "We feel very strongly that Secretary Perdue has backed out on America's family farmers and ranchers and is representing transnational agribusinesses' interests against the family farmers' interests." I think a lot of people do feel that way.
Yep, I do.
Very similar.
Yeah.
And so, essentially, the rally was to raise awareness and to have the U.S. Department of Agriculture respond to this and change that rule because they feel it gives imported beef a big leg up.
Yeah.
And it's, essentially, it puts it on the same playing field as U.S.-raised beef. So,
we're back to this business. I don't mean to interrupt, but you know how I feel about that.
I know. I knew this would be a story that you would be able to, you know, elaborate
what
on.
What it does is show, and this would be a good subject for our American family farmer. I've been taken to the woodshed by a fellow that runs, I don't know if it's a fellow, I've forgotten what the station, where the station is, in West Texas. Because on my American Family Farmer Show, which airs every week, you can hear the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's aimed at helping the American family farmers survive in this environment, which is, you have just given us another example of the environment that exists here in a country that no longer appreciates the people who produce the nourishment, the food, the things that keep our bodies going. We don't have a connection. We don't have any educational, unless you go to an ag school. There's no real educational component. Hell, there's not even a component to teach you the right things to eat and what goes on in your body when you eat some of the things that are around today. And none of them that are really bad come from the American family farm. The beef that we're talking about here has been a problem for a long time. And the most recent focus on it is a little more direct even than what you just said, Victoria, because the meat packing plants that are as a result of animals being slaughtered and then processed in our country have inspectors. I don't know what they necessarily do. I remember going into the packing house as a kid, and the meat inspector was reading the newspaper. Wasn't looking at anything that was coming down the line. But having said that, hopefully there are a lot of these people that are doing this that are doing their job. But it isn't. This certification comes at great cost to the American farmer that is a beef person. And why it is, why do we, it sort of falls into the same question that we have about a lot of other things that are done. Why do we give preference to people who aren't Americans, for an example?
Well, and that seems to be going against Trump's whole message. So I guess that's why a lot of these ranchers and farmers have stood behind him, and they voted for him, and then you know they've stood behind him with the trade war.
He's
with
got
China.
A problem with the farmers this year.
Yeah, and so the labeling of the packaging, this you would think this would be a no-brainer, but I'm not sure why it's not. And so they essentially what the cattle ranchers are saying is that the American public has no way when you go into a grocery store, you have no way of knowing where your beef is actually from.
Well,
and
you know,
that's part of the problem.
It harkens back to, remember, was it 4 years ago, Jennifer, in California, when there was a ballot measure that was trying to present or have the public vote on whether they want to know where their food came from.
Food labeling,
and
yeah.
Monsanto spent $14 million advertising.
Monsanto killed it.
Saying that the farmers in California didn't want to have, it was too hard for them to do it, it was too much work, and you shouldn't, and by the way, it failed. That was the biggest load of horse crap. That the farmers
do
want you to know.
That these
Yeah, but I think a lot of these elections, these outcomes, you can say Monsanto spent a lot of money, and they did, but everybody that I know, and I know that this is not a scientific way to prove it, but everybody, Democrats, Republicans, everybody was behind this bill, and it still ended up failing. So then you wonder, how did those results happen? Because
you think that somebody tampered with them. Is that what you, I don't think you've said that before.
I think it's not out of the doors. Realm.
No, but what she's saying was something different, and it now makes me think about that. Is there somebody that gets into the ballot?
Not out of the realm of possibility.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Especially when you get guys like Putin saying, yeah, we're going to be involved in the next election.
I don't want to vote online. It makes it even easier for people
me
to
either.
Hack in.
Nope, no machines. The sports news includes the passing of Bill Bidwell. You know who he was? I remember as a kid. I don't know why. Name rings above me because I couldn't tell you. Three other owners of NFL teams, but he owned the Arizona Cardinals, passed away at the age of 88. And then there's the story of Percy Harvin. Do you know who he is?
No.
He was a he was in Super Bowl, XLV111. That's 50. I don't know. He was in a Super Bowl game. He played 8 seasons.
Was it Super Bowl 53?
Yes.
Was that last year?
May have been. Yeah, I don't know. You know me. He played for the Vikings, the Seahawks, a couple seasons with the New York Jets. And so he's been interviewed for whatever the reason, because he said somehow publicly that he was high in every game he ever played in. So... Do you think he's the only one that's been high in every game that they ever played?
High on what did he say?
No.
Marijuana?
Was your husband there? Where's your husband?
I'm asking my husband, who literally is giving me blank answers and blank stares. So what's
really
Percy Harvin? Yeah, that's who we're talking about. Yeah. So you don't know what Super Bowl we're up to?
We're 54 is next year. So 54
is next year. So
53
is the one that just happened, which I actually said. Yeah. You don't know sports.
All right. Does he know? Nice. Victoria's husband is a sports producer in New York. But I'm wondering whether he knows the story of Percy Harvin. Maybe we've given him a story.
I know. He said he knows who Percy Harvin. Yeah, he knows the Percy Harvin story. But what was he high on is what we're asking.
He says
it was weed.
Quote from the guy. I was at the Mayo Clinic, and I had at least 7 prescriptions that I was supposed to take from Zoloft and all the other ones I was taking. The only thing that really seemed to work was when I smoked marijuana. There wasn't a game that I played when I wasn't high. So he was obviously taking it for medical
pain.
Stuff. He wasn't just, smoking for fun.
So then that's good, Kara. You've given us the background story and the important part of it. As Victoria accuses me often of burying the lead.
Well, you did.
Apparently they do test for that, but,
they do.
Lois said there are ways around it, so I guess that's how he got around it.
Have somebody else pee for you.
Anxiety disorder and migraines. So, I mean, maybe it was approved.
All
by
of that because he wanted to play football. What does that tell you? Well, you got to be high all the time in order to be able to even get through the game.
Well, when you're making that much money, I mean, my gosh.
Yeah, but that might be a problem he would have in his normal life, too. There are people who have chronic migraines all of the time, and it completely eliminates their ability to function. So he might have that with or without football.
Mm. All right. Well, that's that story. Now, here's one other one. This lady, see if you can figure this out. There was a game that was started in Scotland several centuries ago. And it was set up by gentlemen only. Ladies were forbidden. Do you know what that game is?
Golf.
That's where the word golf came from. Gentlemen only, ladies forbidden.
Never knew that part. Wow.
How nice.
Why don't you pass that along to your husband? He can maybe use that in a sports
story.
Right? Gentlemen only, ladies forbidden.
Hot.
There you go. That's where golf came from. Did you know, this is another, we've got a couple of other things from the Did You Know and Do You Care department. Every day more money is printed for Monopoly than for the U.S. Treasury. Did you know that?
For the board game?
Yep. Men can read smaller print than women can. Women hear better than men can.
Like anyone needed to do a study on that. Oh, my gosh.
Random information. Coca-Cola originally was green. Did you know that? Originally green? No.
No.
And you don't believe that?
No.
No, it was. I remember seeing stuff when I was a kid. green.
It was in a green glass bottle.
You remember green cola?
I remember the bottles. They used to be,
the bottles used to be green glass.
Green.
But
Yeah.
But Coca-Cola itself was never green.
How do you know?
Because it wasn't. Because they didn't.
No, they didn't just say because it wasn't.
It wasn't. Okay.
Because it wasn't.
It just wasn't.
And the final item from the Did You Know and Do You Care department is that it's impossible to lick your elbow. You know that? Everybody knows. Try it.
Have you tried?
Can't get it.
I feel like it's
now.
Not impossible.
And this is from, going back, this is from the official Coca-Cola website on their fact page.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola has always been the same color since its invention in 1886. It has never been green. So.
Yeah,
but it has been in green bottles.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, see? Okay. So,
you're not right. It was in a green
you're
bottle.
Not right. Right.
Green bottles give you looks green inside the bottle. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, my gosh.
46 after the hour TV news. Celebrity chef Ina Garten from the Barefoot Contessa working on a memoir. She's 71. Been quiet about the news on social media. She's from the Food Network. What do we know about her and this show? She's had a lot
she's
of best-selling
She's been on forever.
Yeah,
she's the Barefoot Contessa. She's been on a really long time. You know what? She's fine. The style that she has, it just irks me, so I don't watch her show because everything has to be fresh and she's so diverse. I don't know how realistic it is for
you
everybody.
Say that again?
Really? I'm going to go buy some special paper.
I use her recipes more than any other chef on TV.
Really?
I think her recipes are delicious, and they actually they always come out exactly the way they're supposed to. A lot of recipes I end up like having to tweak, and I never have to tweak hers. Hers are really really good.
Really?
Huh. Not even a trained chef.
She's a good, look, I'm not taking anything away from her because I think she does a great thing. It's just when I watch her program, like if I'm flipping past on Food Network, it's just, it's so relaxed. It's like all she has time to do
Julia
is just cook all day in her garden, and it just makes me crazy because I don't.
I always love when the husband shows up. He shows up like Jeffrey wanders in, and then he just sits there and eats.
And she's like, I love to cook for my Jeffrey. I don't know. It's just, whatever.
All right, also.
Jen's a little cynical today.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. Today, Netflix announces a fourth season for Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Matt and Ross Duffer are the creators. This was a multi-year TV deal and for a film, apparently. So what do we know about Stranger Things, most popular original series they have
like it.
There?
Oh, it's awesome.
Why? 40
oh,
million.
It's a great show. It's totally unique.
About what, though? What is it? What is the... What do they do?
It's kind of a science fiction show. It's set in the 80s. It's very Spielberg-esque in the sense that the kids are the main stars. All the kids, the four kids, are incredible in it. They are all unknowns until they became breakout hits. Winona Ryder is one of the moms. She's really
David
good.
David Harbour is in it.
David Harbour is excellent in it, yeah. So the real cliffhanger is he dead or not? Is his character dead? That's going to be the next big thing to solve.
There are 12... cast members getting $250,000 an episode, and went on and this guy Harbour make $350 an episode into the new deal. That was part of the deal. They got to pay him more money. So sounds like a good place to make a few bucks. Jennifer, what is on television tonight? I saw a promo for Blacklist starting tomorrow night. What's on?
Are you ready for that? Well, tonight. It is Beat Bobby Flay, since we're talking about the Food Network. Tina Fey joins Bobby Flay, and this should be kind of fun. She'll have a few jokes from. She's bringing her burn book with her to do this Food Network tonight at 10 o'clock. I know it should be cute. Mixtape is new tonight at 8:30 on Access TV. This is going to feature Don McLean from American Pie fame. Also, Major League Baseball starts playoffs tonight on TBS and football tonight on Fox and the NFL Network.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scott's. Lay down Scott's Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's 53 at the hour. It's Tech Talk time also here on the DJV program for this Wednesday. A couple of very important stories from Victoria Keelan, who follows all of this. Rhino, the insurance tech startup firm, has a big announcement. How is this going to affect a lot of people, Victoria?
This is a really cool story. Rhino is a company that was founded in 2017. And like you said, Doug, they're an insurance and tech company. They actually are now, there's a whole sector called InsurTech. And so the goal of this company is to get back to renters the billions of dollars that are locked up in cash security deposits. And so what the reason that Rhino is doing this, they're in insurance and they're a tech company. So they actually at the same time work with landlords and protecting their property, writing and underwriting insurance policies. But now as it stands, anyone who's ever rented an apartment, we all know the deal. Landlords take a 1 month's rent to cover a security deposit. That's usually on top of the first and sometimes even the last month's rent that has to be paid in advance. If you are unlucky to live in a major city, you will also have to pay a broker's fee of 1 month's rent. And if you add all that up, you know, that can be on average $8,000 to $10,000 just to move. And because of certain regulations, security deposits are always held in individual escrow accounts, but they basically don't generate any interest. They just sit there. Rhino came forward and said, you know, this is really resulting in billions of dollars that are out of the economy, and it's just sitting in a dead account somewhere. So Rhino's solution, which is kind of a novel idea, they want to give renters the option to pay a small monthly fee, and this can be as low as $3 a month, to cover an insurance policy for the landlord. So instead of having your security deposit sitting in an empty account, you're going to pay a monthly fee for essentially renter's insurance. And so Rhino itself is a managing general agent, so they're working with landlords and renters through partnerships. So far, they've saved renters $60 million in this year alone, and they have more than 300,000 rental units across the country that are now using their system. And so their big announcement this week is because people are saying, hey, you know, this is actually a really good idea, they just raised another round of Series A funding for $21 million. So a lot of people are looking at this thinking, you know, this does make a lot of sense. And so alongside the funding announcement, Rhino also announced its new policy proposal that was created in collaboration with federal, state, and local government officials. The policy essentially allows renters to be given a choice. So either you give a cash security deposit, or you can pay your installments of the security deposit like the Rhino policy every single month. And so they say that they'll be sharing this policy proposal with the 2020 presidential candidates on both sides of the aisle because they think this is something that really shouldn't be politicized at all. This should be something, when you look at how many people are renting, especially with the housing market right now, and a lot of people can't afford to buy a home or a first home, then, you know, a lot of people, I'm in this boat too, we may be renters forever. And to have all that money locked up for all those years and never be able to gain interest on it, I think it's a great idea.
Very interesting. As more and more tech giants enter the cloud gaming business, the competition is heating up with a lot of companies who are vying for your time to game on their service. Sony has announced some big updates to its subscription gaming service as well, PlayStation Now, and make their service much more compelling. Here's Andy Solomon to explain how this affects you.
As the cloud gaming competition heats up for tech giants, Sony's Grace Chen announces a price drop and more blockbuster gaming content added to their game subscription service, PlayStation Now.
PlayStation Now is available at a more compelling price, just $9.99 a month and $59.99 a year, with new blockbuster games added regularly, including the highly popular Grand Theft Auto V and the PlayStation exclusive God of War, both of which will be available on PS Now for 3 months. That's on top of 800 PS3 and PS4 games that are already available.
With more game streaming services launching, why is PlayStation Now the better choice?
PlayStation Now is a game subscription service where you have the choice to stream or to download hundreds of PlayStation games to your PS4. In addition, you can stream those games to the PC. With over 120 exclusive titles, PlayStation Now has the largest library of any console game subscription service.
For a free trial, visit PlayStation.com/PSNow.
Hi, Victoria. What's the story? UPS getting the approval to operate a drone delivery service?
The first one of the all of the carriers to get the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has given them a license to fully operate a drone airline, and this will allow them to expand their current small drone delivery service pilots.
What could go wrong with this?
Well, it's kind of an interesting program. They're starting out just delivering to hospital campuses nationwide, and eventually they're going to step outside of the healthcare realm, but this is what they're doing right now. Now, this means blood and organ donations, things like that, get there a lot faster. So it's kind of a great idea.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't interfere with whatever's flying around.
Right.
In addition to it, it's fine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary healthcare procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.